Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're invited to join the discussion, or you can talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Richie Rich.
And we're talking about whether or not doctors should give priority treatment to people who are vaccinated because, you know, they did everything they were supposed to do. They jumped through all the hoops. They dotted all their I's and crossed all their T's. And
when resources are scarce.
When resources are scarce, yes. But resources are always scarce.
Yes.
By definition. And it comes to a larger issue because we don't know what this author's actual perspective is, but I'm willing to bet, based on everything they've said so far, that this author believes that healthcare is a human right. And so they're totally okay with denying human rights to people if they're unvaccinated. So we've officially reached that point. Well, maybe not officially, because as I said, we still don't know what this person actually believes in regard to healthcare. But obviously, I mean, healthcare can't possibly be a right.
But not that they're denied, that they're deprioritized beneath those that are vaccinated.
If there's only one bed, and you're not given that bed because you're unvaccinated, and you're sent home to die, you are denied healthcare.
Understood. But someone's going, one of the two is going to be denied.
Yes.
Right? And we talked about the triage situation earlier. Triage, the vaccinated person would be denied, and that also seems like an odd thing to do in the current climate.
But let's get to the phones. We have Jill calling from Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, when it comes to government subsidy on the wrist, my brother is telling me in 2009 when the measure was before Congress, I think, he was saying health care is a right, and I said, no, it's not. Nothing is a right but the right to be left alone. Of course, presumably, people trying to get into the hospital have paid taxes.
Well, health care can't possibly be a right because health care requires someone else to do something, and you don't have the right to require someone else to do something.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when people want to go into a tax-supported facility, presumably they've already had their money taken away from them to pay the taxes and so forth. This is what I find wrong with taxation and government owning so much stuff and having all these publicly owned facilities in the first place. I'm for private enterprise and laissez-faire.
Yeah,
absolutely. As are we, Jill. Thank you so much for the call tonight. It is messed up. You know, the tax system is used to pay for these hospitals and stuff. So in a sense, yes, the taxpayer has already paid for the hospital and should, under that system, have access to the hospital.
Yeah. I find it odd when I drive by a sign that says government property, no trespassing. Right. I paid for that.
They call it public property, but in reality, there's no such thing. It's government property.
Yeah, but it's like it's run by the government. Like, how am I trespassing then if they've taken money from me to put that thing there? I should have equal access to it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We've also got Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good evening, folks.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Jill was right. The big brother wants to be the holy mother. We're dealing with Uncle Scam. It's gotten very, very sad and very, very hard to swallow.
It has. It's so frustrating because libertarians, we've been screaming, foaming at the mouth about this, and we've had a lot of it was predictive, right? But then Edward Snowden was like, oh, yeah, these people, turns out they were right the entire time. Chelsea Manning came out and was like, oh, yeah, it turns out they were right the entire time.
Yep.
And over and over again, libertarians have just been right the entire time, and it doesn't seem to matter.
Area, you pulled a Homer a while back. You said that your people have been spoiled for 18 years and you've been 18 months. You were right. It was 18 years.
I wasn't sure. That's why I asked, because I wasn't sure she actually meant 18 years. It also made sense.
I, I, I know she meant months, but she said years.
Yeah, well, it also made sense to say years. I'm with you. I'm with you, Major Payne.
Yeah. It was. You know what a Homer is, right? From The Simpsons. That's where you do everything wrong and it still comes out right.
Dope.
No, I didn't know that. But
anyway,
it's certainly been escalated in the last 18 months.
Most certainly. But they pulled the stopper out of the sink. They can't keep they can't hide the tiny bowl man going down the drain now. But
it's going to be interesting to see what they attempt to do to stave off the inevitable economic collapse that the government's created with the lockdowns, the shipping shortages, the food shortages, the toilet paper shortages, the staffing shortages, the shortages across the board.
Their intention is 35% to 50% of reduction in the population. They don't expect there to be a shortage because the minimal fraction of us neophytes that are left will have no choice but to serve them because they have all the donuts.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
We were talking a little bit about the shortages and even the coming inflation. Again, at the meetup before the show tonight, and it was brought up that, you know, the Fed, like the people who are printing more money, right, are actively blaming the libertarians for the inflation.
How?
Because they're saying, like, well, the libertarians all said that the inflation is coming, and so people acted in accordance with that, right? Like, producers started raising. If inflation's coming, producers have got to raise the price, and so they preemptively raise their price.
Okay. Are people really making that argument?
It was said at the dinner table. I don't know his source.
Okay.
But that's the claim that was made. And here again, it sounds like nonsense until you remember, like, at the beginning of the pandemic, where people were like, there's going to be food shortages, there's going to be toilet paper shortages. But what actually caused that was the run-up to hoard all that stuff in advance, right?
Well, it wasn't just that. There were actual shortages. I had to deal with this a lot in my other job. Throughout the last several years, it's always been one item or the other is currently experiencing a shortage.
Sure, but there may not have been a toilet paper shortage if people didn't immediately go out and hoard toilet paper upon hearing the news that there might be a shortage coming.
That's still one of the most bizarre things.
You guys remember about 5-7 years ago when Venezuela took over all the factories? And they could not produce enough toilet paper for the whole company to wipe their arse. So they were using the Boulevard or whatever it was. Yeah.
Because it's cheaper than toilet paper. Yeah.
You couldn't get toilet paper.
Understood.
You couldn't get it.
But
they're not going to give you a newspaper because that might inform you.
Or misinform you. But the point is that when you hear the news, right, people act in accordance with what they perceive the future to be. And sometimes that actually, like, it's predictive in a way.
Were there warnings about an upcoming toilet paper shortage, though? Because I completely missed all of that. And just, I woke up one day and there was a toilet paper shortage because, for whatever reason, Americans ran out and bought toilet paper.
Yeah. And so I get a phone call from my mom going, dude, you got to get toilet paper now because people are buying up all the toilet paper. But there's going to be a shortage.
Yes, but and then, why did they start buying it all up?
Who knows, right? But it started, and then they went, holy crap, people are buying up all the toilet paper. There's going to be a shortage. And then everyone goes out and creates the shortage.
Yeah.
Right? There was enough for – I had a customer at my normal job. I manage a self-storage facility, and he basically, like – he unfortunately passed away, but he's like, all my family's coming to me now, man, because that store's locker is full of teepee. I was like, I mean, good for you, and now I know
was
which one
like
I'm going to
prepping over the years?
No, I think he just got it. I think he saw the run-up early enough on that he loaded up.
Wow.
Like, my mom always has, like, a full stock of toilet paper. She has way more than, you know, you'll ever need at any given time. And so she had enough to last quite a while and then hoarded more and sent me some. Like, she ordered some and had it sent to me because she knew that I wasn't going to go out and participate in this nonsense. She wanted to make sure that I had a teepee. So
the toilet paper shortage is still one of the things that I do not understand at all.
Right. But it was the news of a coming shortage, right, that precipitated the actual shortage.
But I don't know that there was news of a coming shortage. I think it was just people panicked and they went out and for whatever reason, they bought toilet paper. And that created the shortage.
But if no one had said anything and there was just a handful of people hoarding toilet paper, right, they probably would not have run out. But the minute you go, like, people are hoarding toilet paper, man, you got to get yours now, then everyone else runs out.
Okay, I would agree, but I would say that the shortage had already started at that point.
Okay.
What are your thoughts, and why did so many people rush out there and buy a toilet paper?
Same with food. As soon as you find out there's going to be a meat shortage, right, you go up and stock up on all the frozen meats.
Yeah, but the initial toilet paper buy was what created all of this. Why did that happen? 603-283-6160.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. 6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And for those who don't remember, some time ago we talked about a bodybuilder who fell in love with and married his sex doll.
Yep.
And I don't even remember a whole lot about it. I just remember us having a discussion about whether or not he was trolling or whether or not he was sincere, which would mean he was maybe not crazy, but not entirely sane.
Sure.
Well, he has been unfaithful, or he wants to be unfaithful.
He's found a new love.
He has. And it gets worse. If you thought, okay, it can't get any weirder than the dude marrying his sex doll, it gets weirder.
At least with the sex doll, you can understand, right? You know, anthropomorphic human features.
Sure.
But no.
He wants to add human features to this one.
Fallen in love with an ashtray.
An ashtray.
An ashtray.
Like, and this is just a normal,
I mean,
standard,
I'll show you the picture. It's just one of standard outside ashtrays.
That he's, for those who didn't, that he's posing naked with, by the way, for those who weren't graced
maybe
with that.
Might have
sight.
Some undies on.
Maybe.
Maybe. And he wants to add a fake vagina to it.
To the ashtray.
To the ashtray.
Now, is this a new ashtray, or was he just like walking down the street and went, whew, wow, that ashtray is hot.
Not a new ashtray. So, fall in love with a large ashtray he saw in a club, lauding its brutal scent and the touch of metal on his skin.
There's something wrong with this dude. it takes a lot for me to say that, but damn, there's something wrong with this dude.
Yuri Telochko wants to add a fake vagina to a hole in the black receptacle, which he swooned for during a photo shoot, with little more than 9 months after marrying his sex doll in a touching ceremony.
They took pictures that were on Instagram and everything. So I guess it was 9 months ago that we talked
about
this.
Yeah, probably, within the last year. The hulking pansexual 36-year-old has filmed himself.
That is a... Hold on. Do we really want to expand pansexual to include sex dolls and ashtrays?
I mean, is there a better term for it?
I don't know, but I would like to come up with one, because I consider myself pansexual.
Okay.
But my definition of pansexual excludes ashtrays and sex dolls.
So you're an ashtray exclusionary pansexual.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I will stick with that.
Cradling the ashtray, although the half-naked beefcake explained that he could not show all of its contents and his caresses because of rules imposed by Instagram.
Jesus Christ.
This is a big ashtray in a smoking room in a club, explained the randy lover of sex dolls Lola and Luna. At first, I just arranged a photo shoot with it, but then it began to...
So he goes to a club. He sees an ashtray, and he's
immediately enamored by it.
And he proceeds to arrange a photo shoot with it. Can you imagine going up to the owner of this place or the manager and be like, hey, your ashtray is beautiful. I want to model in photos with it.
I mean, depending on the club, the owner may be okay with that.
Maybe.
You know what kind of,
well, I mean, it's the guy's
kind of
paying.
Yeah. The ashtray? Really, bro? Yeah, whatever you want. Just take it in the other room.
Oh, man, this guy.
At first, I
want to know what he's going to do next, because I don't think this will be his final thing.
Oh, no, well, he's got to stay in the news somehow. We will stay on top of it as long as Russia Today continues to report on it. It began to attract me. I wanted to touch it again, smell it. I love its brutal scent, the touch of metal on my skin. It's really brutal. I also like that it has a story and that it's not new, that it has served many people and continues to serve them.
Ashtrays are disgusting, by the way. Even as someone who smokes, they smell horrific, and they're disgusting.
I mean, he describes it as brutal-smelling, so he might not...
Yeah, but he likes the brutal
smell.
But
he
smell.
Likes it, yeah. Telochkin, who variously described himself as a savage, muscle-man, and athlete, who is hotter than hell, says he has persuaded the owner of the ashtray to let him explore the relationship privately. So there you go. He asked the owner. Owner's okay with it. Whatever you want, man. A couple of days ago, I was allowed to be alone with it during off hours, he revealed. I really liked it. I want to ask them to give it to me sometimes at night. It will look great in my harem My babies will be happy. Lola and Luna will support it. Those are the sex dolls.
Okay.
However,
so he has multiple sex dolls wives already?
Well, I don't know which one he married or if he married both, but he has two.
It's an open marriage.
Apparently.
Okay.
He's pansexual.
True.
Yeah.
Pansexual and now involved with an ashtray.
As part of the pansexual definition.
I don't know that I agree with that.
You're just an ashtray exclusion. We covered this.
I don't think the pansexual definition should include non-living things.
If you're a pansexual, call in and tell us what you would like to exclude from your definition.
603-283-6160. I will say that being alive seems to be a necessary prerequisite.
However, I don't want to buy a new ashtray or that they will give it to me forever. I want it to continue to work to benefit people. I love this story. I can also insert an artificial vagina in the tube into the hole.
Is the owner okay with that?
I don't know. We haven't done it. And how will they let me be its boyfriend? His ashtray romance is not the only thrill Talochkin has shown off recently to his vast following of more than 108,000 people on social media.
I mean, how could you not follow this guy? You never know what he's going to do next.
And I think that might be more so than people who actually, like, are fans of him.
Yeah.
It's more like a, you know, I want to see the freak show as well. After relaxing in the park after a paintball session in a tiny pair of blue pants on Tuesday, Talochkin shared a clip from a club on Wednesday in which sex doll Luna was part of his saucy act for the first time. Luna has earned her first money, he reported in the footage that showed Talochkin sliding up to the horizontal doll and removing a sheet from atop the flamed-haired stiletto-wearing mannequin.
Wait, what country is this guy from?
Was it Kazakhstan?
Okay.
The Borat people.
Yeah.
Okay. Alas,
that is for sure how I know the people of Kazakhstan.
Alas, the proponent of his surreal sexuality again had to tell viewers that the footage had been cut short due to censorship, directing fans to his Telegram channel to witness the full performance. So a good marketer
Why not OnlyFans? That would have made so much more sense.
I mean, get him there next. Talochkin issued a call to arms to his followers alongside his first photo shoot with the ashtray last month when he placed the object between his open legs while topless. I want to reach out to people who consider themselves beautiful, he said, writing after a fan told him they were sad about the prospect of being perceived as ugly. Please do not offend other people. Do not tell them they are fat, ugly. You have no idea how much it hurts them. All right, so standing up to bullies as well.
But that's good.
Don't just do this because you are lucky to be beautiful. You're just in luck. Appreciate it. I also want to tell people who consider themselves ugly, believe in yourself. Very often you are very nice, sincere, and it's good to be with you. In fact, you're also beautiful, just one for some reason you decided otherwise. F all the beauty templates. I'll tell you, as a child, I was often teased. People laughed at me. I was a pretty boy, but I didn't know it.
Well, he at least has a positive message that he's conveying through all of these little shenanigans.
Sure. And if it takes having a relationship with an ashtray to get to that point, so be it.
603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee says that a number of chartered flights have been kept from leaving Afghanistan. Representative Michael McCaul says that the Taliban is preventing those flights from leaving the country. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that they're using these people who want to leave as leverage against the U.S.
We had 6 airplanes at Mazar-e-Sharif Airport, 6 airplanes with American citizens on them as I speak, also with these interpreters, and the Taliban is holding them hostage for demands right now. The state has cleared these flights, and the Taliban will not let them leave the airport. So I'm sorry, the answer to your question is zero. And that's my concern, is they're going to demand more and more, whether it be cash or legitimacy, as the government of Afghanistan.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Approval of the president's handling of the pandemic is slipping, according to a new poll. Tim Berg reports.
President Biden's approval rating for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic has dropped by 10 points since late June as the Delta variant raises concerns and drives up cases nationwide. In a new Washington Post ABC News poll, 52% of respondents say they approve of the way Biden is handling the pandemic, which is down from 62% of adults who gave him positive marks in late June. Biden's overall approval rating has also dropped since June from 50% to 44%. 30% of adults questioned say they approve of the president's handling of the situation in Afghanistan, while 60% say they disapprove. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. I look forward when all of this nonsense is over to listening to shows from a year ago or 2 years ago, whenever it takes for all of this ends, or 10 years ago, to see, you know, what things we predicted about the oncoming pandemic and the inflation and the government overspending and all of that nonsense, to see how correct we were.
Libertarians were right again.
And I know those videos will still be there because we have them on Library, which is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of it here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, which is a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off with now over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so now we're streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. That's video.freetalklive.com. Now, the reason I say all of that about looking forward to going back and seeing just how correct we were is because when they first started talking about coming up with a COVID-19 vaccine, I remember saying that it's not going to work because cold viruses evolve too quickly and you're going to have to get a new shot. And it looked like then they were going to say every 45 days you were going to need to require a new shot because of waning antibodies and all of this other stuff. So we said you're going to have to get a third shot, a fourth shot, and already they threw out the third shot. And now Israel is planning to administer a fourth COVID shot, which could be adjusted to fight new variants as the country battles wave of infections despite hugely successful vaccine rollout.
Which is also why, if we go back to the pill that they're coming out with, even if it's currently just being used to treat people with COVID, right? Oh, yeah, you get COVID, you get the pill, and then you're done. Like, do you after all this, you really expect that to have, like, a sunset? Like that's going to be, you know?
That won't be the end of it.
Probably won't. I'll predict it. Won't be the end of it.
I mean, it's a cold, and it's a fact of life now, and there's no way out but to go right through it, man.
Yeah.
Israel is set to begin preparations to administer fourth doses of the coronavirus vaccines as the country deals with soaring cases despite its trailblazing rollout of jabs. It's almost like the vaccine isn't really doing anything to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
How can you be that far ahead of the curve and still be suffering?
The country's national coronavirus czar, Salman Zarka, said the country needs to prepare for a fourth injection, which could be modified to better protect against new variants of the virus.
Let's not skip over the fact you just said the COVID, you know, czar, right?
Like, that's a normal thing.
It's an official position now in Israel. They got, like, the one guy in charge of this whole thing.
Yeah. Given that the virus is here and will continue to be here, we also need to prepare for a fourth injection, he told Khan Public Radio, and a fifth injection, and a sixth, and a seventh, and as many as they want until people stop complying. This is our life from now on, in waves. So he's admitting that the best they've got is to routinely give you a shot every 6 to 8 months. That's the rest of your life.
To be fair. Right, the people who get the flu vaccine and the flu shot every year, because that's part of what you do. So it's not uncommon, right, to get these regular injections of some kind to treat, you know, what's relatively common out there in the world. It's just doing it, like, I don't know how many people would stand it, if, you know, monthly or bi-monthly. So 6 to 8 months, maybe it's just like a flu shot. Then you get your pre-winter flu shot and you get your spring flu shot and COVID shot, and that's it.
Maybe.
Hand
I view
out,
it differently.
Hand them out at the grocery stores. Come get your free COVID shot just while you're picking up the loaf of bread.
I mean, especially since the government's paying for it all. Last month, he told the Times of Israel that people should expect to receive more vaccines to deal with new variants. It seems that if we learn the lessons from the fourth wave, we must consider the possibility of subsequent waves with the new variant, such as the one from South Africa. That would be the Mu variant, evidently.
And I had caused by all the previous waves.
Yeah, apparently. Thinking about this and the waning of the vaccines and the antibodies, it seems every few months, it could be once a year or 5 or 6 months, we'll need another shot.
Yep.
Just like we said would be the case a year ago when they first started talking about the vaccines. Or a year and a half ago, whenever it was, we pointed out that it would be a lifetime of perpetual getting shot.
You think they're going to stop at 2? No. You think you're going to get to leave the mask off after you get the shot? No.
Oh, but so many people believe that, man. And I know a lot of people who did, who are upset that the masks are going to return. Because I got vaccinated. Why should I have to wear a mask again? I don't think they'll stand up for their right.
Can we use that to convert them to anti-government libertarians of some kind?
I'm trying, man.
Is it enough? Is this enough to get you to move?
I don't think it's enough. We'll see.
What'll it take?
He added that he expects Israel to be given out vaccines that have been specially adapted to cope with different variants of the virus by late 2021 or early 2022. A new vaccine for every strain.
How do they know what strains are coming?
Yeah, they can't.
Is it again like the flu where they go like, yeah, we think it's going to be this one?
Well, it's worse than that because it's a coronavirus. It's a cold. So there are dozens of these strains right now. And they don't know which one is going to be the dominant strain. While Israel is seeing record case numbers in its fourth wave, the jabs are still protecting against severe illness, with COVID deaths running at about half of the level of its second wave. That could also be because more of the people who were prone to dying of COVID-19 died during the second wave, which would also be a valid explanation for the data. I don't know, but that's not unlikely. I mean, if someone was going to die from COVID and COVID spreads as wildly as they say, then you're going to get higher deaths earlier on as it's spreading to all the people and go ahead and killing the ones who can't be killed from it.
Yeah. But it's those new variants, right, that are going to spread like wildfire and take care of those who, you know, had some immunity to the old variant. Right. Well,
they say, you know, it's the Delta is the most contagious strain yet. Okay, but what does that really mean? Because you've been referring to it as like the most contagious disease ever for the last 18 months. So, okay, it's even more contagious than the most contagious thing ever.
Yeah.
I find it difficult to care.
I would care more if it was the most contagious and the most deadly.
Yes.
Right? But like most,
but
most
it's only one of those things.
Most contagious doesn't bother me. They go like, okay, so you get it, and then you don't die, and then that's it. Like, I don't know why this is still such a big deal.
Stats compiled by Oxford University-backed research team Our World in Data shows there were a record 1,892 cases per million people in Israel on Wednesday, nearly 0.2% of the entire population in a single day.
0.2.
And this is while everyone is, and this is why they have this enormous vaccination rate, the highest number of COVID cases per million in Israel.
0.2 a day. Whew. How will they ever slow this thing down?
That was significantly higher than the second worst hit Mongolia, where the rate was 1,119 per million, and doubled the figures for Kosovo, Georgia, and Montenegro, which is a surprise. Well, it is kind of surprising. It should surprise people. Israel, the most vaccinated country on the planet, I think. Don't quote me on that. I could be wrong. Is also generating record numbers of COVID-19 vaccinations, beating out Mongolia and many other countries. They show some graphs here that do seem to suggest that the death rate is down, but of course that would be the case if the people who are more likely to die from COVID-19 did so already.
Yeah. And then the new variant comes out and it spikes it up again as people who were, you know, didn't catch it before now are dying from the new variant. And then it goes down and then, you know.
The figure only looks at one day's worth of tests, and Israel's high rate is thought to have been driven up by a huge testing push ahead of schools reopening there. Imagine doing all of this for a virus so deadly, you have to be tested to know you have it. But the country has consistently reported some of the highest infection rates in the world since mid-August amid an unprecedented third wave, despite being one of the most vaccinated nations in the world. Okay, so it's one of the most vaccinated.
So if they can't cope with it, what chance do we have? Just give up. Give up and get it.
There's more coming up about Israel and their fourth shot. Did you get a second shot? Did you get a first shot? Are you willing to get a third? What about a fourth? How many are you going to get? 603-283-6160.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Boostar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast or your money back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Ben Aria.
And Richie Rich.
And I want to say thank you to Vinkman, who is tonight's amplifier. That means Vinkman is a member of the AMP program. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. It only takes $5 per month to enter, and this money is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Hence his name. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, Vinkman is a platinum-level amplifier, which means that Vinkman is giving $25 or more per month to the program. And again, we don't ask that much. All it takes is $5 per month, and that helps get us on more radio stations, get us more podcast downloads, all of that awesome stuff. It helps the ideas of liberty that we espouse here and, you know, criticism of government and questioning the narratives they put forward reach more audiences. So if you value that, you may consider joining the AMP program. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about Israel, one of the most vaccinated nations in the world, also dealing with record numbers of COVID-19 cases.
And how they're failing with all those vaccines, with their record number of cases.
Yes, and it doesn't seem to be doing that much good.
It's just another government program, man. Throw more money at it, get more vaccines.
Yeah. Well, it does say they did more testing recently as people are preparing to reopen the schools and all of that. Israel has been offering booster jabs to people. I hate how jab has just become the vernacular for getting a vaccine, getting a shot.
I still like the Fauci-ouchie because it's funny.
I like that one for COVID-19. It is funny. I was surprised that someone in that article referred to it as
no,
that.
They didn't. They said jab and then I reread it.
Okay. Well, it's still funny. So they've been offering booster jabs to people over the age of 60 since July, and data suggests the scheme has helped to curb rising hospital admissions. The country has since expanded the top-up drive to everyone over 12 who has already had two doses. So every Israeli who's over the age of 12 can get a third dose of the COVID-19 vaccine already.
And if you don't want it, you get it anyway, because it's Israel.
As of Friday, more than 2.5 million people in the country had received a third dose. I don't know what percentage of their population that is. They're of course, saying that, you know, their booster drive has slowed hospitalizations. They have a data. They have a little graph here about that. But there's really, I mean, correlation does not equal causation.
Right.
And that there are fewer hospitalizations and fewer deaths does not necessarily mean that the vaccine is working or doing anything. It could very well mean that the people most likely to be hospitalized and killed by COVID-19 were just hospitalized and killed already.
Yep.
So, man, they put a bunch of graphics in this.
But if it's working, right, and it's reducing symptoms, great, right? But you still get it.
But we don't know it's working and reducing symptoms.
Right. But I'm saying, theoretically, if it is,
sure.
fantastic. Then you have nothing to worry about with the unvaccinated, right? Because you can get it from other vaccinated people. You can spread it to everyone. But if your vaccine helps you and reduces your symptoms, well, then lay off everybody else because you're covered. You're as covered as you're going to be at this point.
I wish people viewed it that way. But you have Israel and you have Australia and New Zealand and all of these other horrific countries. I'm moving away from that Israel article because I knew it was very long, but as it turned out, it was only very long because they include a bunch of graphs in there. And we obviously are not going to spend the last 10 minutes of the show describing a bunch of graphs. So Australia, back to them. Have they traded away too much liberty to call themselves a liberal democracy? I would argue they have.
Absolutely.
Yes, and that they are a full-blown fascist police state at this point.
If you have to take a picture of your location and upload it to the government, otherwise the cops come.
I still can't believe that's a real thing, man.
You're fallen. Yeah. Australia has fallen. That's it. Declared. Dead on arrival.
And they know it. Prime Minister Scott Morrison knows that the burden is too heavy. This is not a sustainable way to live in this country. What, you mean with no economy? One prominent civil libertarian summed up the rules by lamenting, "We've never seen anything like this in our lifetimes." I like his wording, considering the goal of the Libertarian Party is liberty in our lifetimes.
Yes.
But Australia is going the opposite direction. Up to now, one of Earth's freest societies, Australia has become a hermit continent.
Didn't they have like a gun buyback some time ago?
They did. I think guns are like, it's to some degree illegal in Australia. So
okay.
Yeah, they're not one of Earth's freest societies.
So they took away all the guns, and now you have to tell the cops where you're at all times.
Yes.
Like, okay, just checking.
And you're under lockdown 23 hours a day. You're only allowed yard time for the purpose of exercising, and then you can't stray too far from your house.
Just checking. How important those gun rights happen to be sometimes. Sorry, please continue.
Yeah, absolutely. Before 2020, the idea of Australia all but forbidding its citizens from leaving the country, a restriction associated with communist regimes, was unthinkable. But today, it's widely accepted a policy. A widely accepted policy.
Oh, so there you go. You can't even escape.
No. So
terrible.
How did that gun buyback program turn out?
Yeah, terrible.
Not well. The nation's high court struck down a challenge to the country's COVID-19 restrictions. It may be accepted that the travel restrictions are harsh. Now, we're talking about specifically the restrictions that allow you to get the hell out.
Yep.
It may also be accepted that they intrude upon individual rights. This is the nation's highest court.
You don't say. But not letting people leave, it intrudes on individual rights?
It gets worse. But Parliament was aware of that. So Parliament was aware that they were intruding upon individual rights when they passed this legislation, and the High Court said, yes, it's fine, because they knew they were intruding on your rights. Yeah. That makes it okay.
Well, and you're in Parliament, you're having a debate, and you're like, well, if we do this, you know, what are they going to do? Well, we took all the guns away. Oh, okay, pass it then. What can they do?
Intrastate
travel. You can't
run,
you can't fight. You can't leave, and you can't fight back. You're stuck.
Yeah, it's not working out well. Interstate travel within Australia is also severely restricted. And it goes on to get some details and stuff like that. But most importantly, it's the facial recognition thing, the stupid app. Returning travelers quarantining at home, or I think anyone at their home, is now forced to download an app that combines facial recognition and geolocation. The state will text them at random times, and thereafter they will have 15 minutes to take a picture of their face in the location where they are supposed to be. Should they fail, the local police department will be sent to follow up in person.
So I was concerned about this on a recent trip back to Hawaii, because Hawaii was doing not as extreme, but like similar things, or wanted to do similar things with apps on phones and check-ins with, you know, people who visit.
Right.
And so I bought a burner flip phone specifically for the trip.
Yeah.
Got a new number, new email. I'm like, this is what I'm taking. Like, screw you if you're going to put an app on like a flip phone and tell me I have to check in. I'll be here and gone before you even see me.
And Australia, the government in Australia isn't upset by this. We don't tell them how often or when on a random basis they have to reply within 15 minutes, Premier Stephen Marshall explained. I think every South Australian should feel proud that we are the national pilot for the home-based quarantine app.
So you're a night owl, right? Whatever your stay-at-home job is, you work nights. And so you sleep during the day, And at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, before you've woken up, you get a call like, don't take your picture, but you're sleeping, right? And all of a sudden you get a knock on the door from the police, the Australian police, because you didn't answer your phone in time because you were sleeping, because you have a different work schedule than everybody else.
Yes, except
for that. But fantastic.
Or even if you sleep at night, presumably, they could send you one of these at 3 in the morning while the average person is asleep. And the next thing you know, the cops are showing up at their door. Hey, we need to know why you didn't answer your phone.
And now they have probable cause.
Yeah.
If they needed it. He didn't answer his phone check-in and take his picture, so we just went ahead inside.
Yeah, and if you're asleep, you may not hear them knocking. Of course, cops don't knock lightly.
Yeah.
But if you're in a large enough house, you may just not hear them. So,
it's
horrifying. Other states also curtailed their citizens' liberty in the name of safety. The state of Victoria announced a curfew and suspended its parliament for parts of the pandemic.
So they're going to get a little petty dictator then.
They got one.
Suspend the parliament, only one guy in charge now.
To put this in context, federal and state parliaments sat during both world wars and the Spanish flu, and curfews have never been imposed. In responding to a question about whether he had gone too far with respect to imposing a curfew, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews replied, "It is not about human rights, it is about human life." So, life isn't worth living if you don't have any rights, I would point out to Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews.
Ah, but will these rules apply to him?
Probably not. In New South Wales, Police Minister David Elliott defended the deployment of the Australian military to enforce lockdowns. Because, that's right, they are under military lockdown there.
So who's going to spread it?
We have a word for that.
Who's going to spread it? It's going to be the military enforcing the lockdown. If everyone's locked at home, the only people out there to spread the virus is going to be the military. So hopefully they'll blame them when it doesn't work.
Anti-lockdown protests in Melbourne were banned. And when dissenters gathered anyway, hundreds were arrested and fined. The article rightly calls attention to the travesties happening in Australia, but it leaves the question unanswered about whether or not Australia still has the right to call itself a liberal democracy.
No!
We
answered it at the beginning. No!
It is a definitive no. Australia has fallen. Who's next? Stay tuned to Free Talk Live to find out more. You can find us online at freetalklive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.